Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Yay! It's our all-English lecture today, so I don't have to speak one word of Chinese to you at all, and neither does our Chinese teacher.
Nope, you're stuck with just English, 100% English today.
Yes, that might be debatable, though, because once in a while a word in English sounds like a word from another language, so we may actually end up speaking some words in another language.
Like French?
By accident, yeah, like French or something like that. So at least we're going to be trying to speak mostly in English today. And today the title of our article for our social issue unit is Always Smashes Gender Stereotypes into Pieces. Good for them. Always, of course, is some kind of company that manufactures feminine hygiene products, which you would know more about than me because I don't really need those products myself.
Well, I hope not. If it's a feminine hygiene product, it means it's only for women and girls. So you're out. This is not for you, Tom. So we're going to talk about what they're doing to smash gender stereotypes. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through the article first, and then we'll be back to explain a lot of these terms.
He runs like a girl sounds like something heard in an elementary school PE class. What does it mean, though? Is running like a girl different from running like a boy? Always, a feminine hygiene brand explores this concept in their recent ad series. They ask adults and young children of both genders to act out running like a girl. The adults and young boys react in a way that makes girls seem feeble, timid, or dumb. The young girls, however, perform with natural confidence, strength, and ability. The director then asked the adults and boys if their actions could be seen as insulting to the young girls. After giving it a second thought, each one of them asks if they can try it again. Here's the same argument expressed differently. If a girl listens to a musician play an instrument, does she hear it like a girl? If she looks at a painting in a museum, does she see it like a girl? The answer seems simple enough, but if the answer to these questions is no, why does the answer change so drastically when it comes to her physical abilities? Sadly, the insult isn't immediately apparent. Gender stereotypes are so commonplace nowadays that they simply blend into daily life. Nevertheless, should doing it like a girl mean doing it wrong? Like a girl adds to the stereotypes that girls aren't supposed to be heroes, they should be rescued. They're not supposed to be diverse, they should be traditional. Always wants to destroy these misleading assumptions and break down the barriers restricting young women. Their desire is to transform these assumptions into new, more powerful dynamics. They also aim to smash the beliefs that young women are inferior into pieces, because even if someone runs like a girl, it doesn't mean they will lose the race.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title first before we jump right into the article. It says, Always smashes gender stereotypes into pieces. If you smash something, you use a lot of force and you break something into small pieces. So we're breaking a stereotype into pieces. Not literally, but figuratively. Gender refers to the sex of a person, male or female. And a stereotype is when you kind of take a whole group of people and say they're all the same way. You have an oversimplified idea of that particular type of person or that group. For example, when we were growing up, you'd hear, oh, girls with blonde hair and who are pretty are always stupid. So dumb blondes became a title or a name you'd call pretty blonde girls. Oh, they must be stupid. They must be really dumb because they're so pretty and blonde. That's a stereotype.
Indeed, and of course, there are a lot of stereotypes that Western people have about Chinese people, which I'm sure you're all dying to hear, but I'm not going to say what they are right now.
I'll say one.
Okay, go ahead.
Westerners think that all Asians are very, very smart, with math. They're really good with math.
Yeah. They're good with math, and they know how to do Chinese kung fu, and they know how to make a lot of money, and they work really hard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those are stereotypes.
Those are good stereotypes, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them, maybe Chinese people would actually be proud
of that
kind of description. I don't know the kinds of descriptions they have about us, that we're bad in math and that we're lazy, we don't work hard, we depend on the government for everything.
I know we all have big noses.
That is true. Well, I guess our noses generally probably are bigger than their noses. But in any case, whether or not it's a stereotype is debatable. But again, smashing something into pieces, totally destroying it. Well, here's the phrase we're going to talk about. Mm. He runs like a girl sounds like something heard in an elementary PE class.
Yeah, it does.
Elementary school, yes, indeed, I suppose, when you have running races, when boys have running races, you might hear this phrase. I don't really remember hearing it spoken all that often.
Oh, I heard it.
You did?
Oh, yeah. He runs like a girl. Yeah.
Is that girls describing a guy?
It could be a guy describing a guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually used to talk about a guy who runs like a girl or is more, he's not really coordinated, he's not a really good athlete. Mm. You know, they would use that to kind of make fun of boys. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say in my school, they used a different word. They didn't use girl. They used different forms of homosexual. You run like a homosexual.
Oh, my school is not that mean. No.
Yeah, well, we're kind of from a kind of arrogant little country school where everybody was a farmer and stuff like that. But in any case, you might hear this in an elementary school PE class or physical education class. What does it mean, though? Yeah, what exactly is the meaning? Is running like a girl different from running like a boy? I suppose maybe scientifically there are different ways boys run compared to the way girls run because of their bone structure. Women have wider pelvises. It might affect how their legs run. But generally speaking, I think they're saying that running like a girl is something negative.
I would agree with that. When I grew up, it was something negative. So what does it mean? Is running like a girl different from running like a boy? We're going to talk about that. Now, we've got a company who produces feminine hygiene products. It's a brand name. For example, McDonald's is a brand name, or Oreo. No, actually, Oreo cookies, that's a brand name. Anyway, the name of a company that produces lots of things for women, feminine hygiene refer to things like napkins and tampons and things like that that keep you clean. Feminine refers to women. If you're a guy, you would be called masculine.
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 Yeah, like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hygiene refers to keeping clean. So they produce a lot of things for women. They explore this concept or this idea of what it means to run like a girl in their recent ad series. An ad is short for advertisement. So they've got some ads where they're using this as kind of a theme to talk about maybe it's not bad to run like a girl and what that really means.
Indeed. So they ask adults and young children as well of both genders, boys and girls, men and women, to act out running like a girl. Yes, act it out. We have this sentence, run like a girl. Okay, do it. Try to act it out. Make it real. Demonstrate it in a 3D fashion as if you're in a play or something. Act it out. So what does it mean to run like a girl? So the adults and young boys react in a way that makes girls seem feeble, timid, or dumb. Okay, so yes, indeed. So they're told to run like a girl. And when they act it out, they make the girls look feeble, timid, or dumb. The word feeble here kind of means that they're not really very skilled. They're kind of clumsy.
They're weak.
They're weak. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't have physical strength. They only have enough strength to maybe just sit on a sofa and read the newspaper and put your hair in curlers and stuff like that.
Well, and sometimes when you get very, very sick, if you have cancer, for example, and you have to have chemotherapy, you'll become very feeble. You just don't have a lot of strength. So that's what that is. They might say they seem timid. Timid is when someone's pretty shy. They're afraid to talk to people. They don't have very much confidence. And dumb just means you're not smart. So that's kind of the idea when they were acting this out, the adults and young boys. That's how they were acting, like, oh, I'm not very strong, and oh, I'm afraid of people, and I'm pretty stupid, too. Yeah.
Mm.
It's interesting, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that the men and the boys didn't catch on when you know, they're told, like, okay, they're trying to make us look like we're a bunch of sexist scum, you know. So,
pigs, yeah.
If I was asked to do that, I would not fall for this. I would not run in a feeble, timid, or dumb way because I know exactly what they're trying to do.
They're trying to make a point.
They're trying to make men look bad, basically. So the young girls, however, perform with natural confidence, strength, and ability. So when you ask girls to run like a girl, they run this way. They've got a lot of natural confidence. That means they know what they're doing. They're not afraid they're doing it the wrong way. They're confident. Confidence here is the noun. That means you have belief in yourself. And strength, you know, you have a lot of strength and stuff like that. And ability, they certainly know how to run. They don't run like someone who just broke their legs and just took their casts off or something like that.
Well, then
they don't run like Forrest Gump, you know, at the beginning of that movie.
Yeah, he kind of runs like a girl, doesn't he? Mm. See? Okay,
I can use that expression.
I know. It's better if a girl uses it. The guys should never say stuff like
that. Or we'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, the girls will hit you. Now, the director of the advertisement, he then asked the adults and boys, hey, don't you think your actions, the way you are running right now, don't you think that could be a little insulting to the young girls? Because they were running in a way that made them look kind of stupid and weak and like they didn't have any confidence. It's a good question. If you insult somebody, you say, or treat somebody with disrespect. So you don't want to be insulting to people. Insulting is the noun form. But if you insult somebody, you actually say or do something to make someone feel disrespected. I wanted to point out, if you're using the noun form of the word insult, we actually pronounce it differently. Insult, and the verb is insult.
Right, and hence, insulting is how you pronounce this with the accent on the second syllable.
Uh-huh.
It might seem as something insulting to those young girls. You're actually mocking them, you're making fun of them, and the girls might get angry or upset. And after giving it a second thought, each one of them asks if they can try it again. Mm. So the guys think, maybe you're right. Maybe running like that would be insulting to the girls. It's not very nice. So, yeah, let me try it again, and this time I'll run like a girl. Although if I were to try to run like a girl, I would actually do some scientific research and see exactly how girls' legs move when they're running as opposed to boys. Like I said, probably based on bone and muscle structure and stuff like that, it might be slightly subtly different.
But that's not really what we're talking about, physical differences. Mm. They just wanted these guys to actually run with a lot of power and confidence and say, well, you know, that's how I see my sister run and my mom run. So, yeah, they actually thought, okay, maybe that was insulting. Let me try again.
I probably wouldn't insult women there because my sister is a marathon runner.
Cool.
So I would never even think about running in a weird, wacky, kind of dumb, stupid way. My sister could run many more miles than me. I would probably collapse after the first mile when she went on to run a whole 50 miles.
We have a saying, actually, that has something to do with running. He can run circles around me or she runs circles around me, which means they do a lot more and a lot faster than the other person. Yeah, she could probably run circles around you, Tom, for real.
Sure, and swim and ride her bicycle. She does triathlons as well.
She's an athlete. Wow.
Yeah, I just lift weights myself. But to each his or her own, as we say. Well, that brings us about to the midway point in today's lesson. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Okay, guys, welcome back. We are having a discussion about smashing gender stereotypes into pieces and how one particular product company is actually really using this to make a point. They produce feminine hygiene products, and they wanted to make an advertisement and asked some people, adults and children of both genders, so females and males, to act out running like a girl. And when the guys did it, they made it seem like girls run kind of crazy. They're very weak. They're very timid. They looked kind of stupid when they were running. But when the young girls did it, when they acted it out, They looked confident. They looked strong. They looked like athletes.
Indeed. So, yeah, if you don't quite understand what this means, let's take a look at the next paragraph here. It says, here's the same argument expressed differently. Okay, it's like the same concept, but expressed in a different way so that you might better understand it. Take, for instance, if a girl listens to a musician play an instrument, does she hear it like a girl? Or if she looks at a painting in a museum, does she see it like a girl? Okay, so yes, I guess that's kind of telling us the point here. If they listen to a musician playing an instrument, they probably listen to it the same way that a man does. Or you could turn it around. A man listens to a musician play an instrument the same way that a girl does. I would probably say scientifically, no. They probably listen for different things based on life experiences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's probably not that simple to say it like this, but you get the point.
Yeah. When I was first reading this, I thought, yeah, that's true. We don't all listen and see things like a girl or a guy. But honestly, you do listen and see things based on your own background and what your experience has been in the past. Well, the answer seems simple enough. No, we kind of, you know, see and hear things in the same way. But if the answer to these questions is no, why does the answer change so drastically when it comes to physical abilities, when you're talking about your body and how your body is moving and reacting? That's your physical body. Instead of just your mind, you know, how you hear or see things. When you talk about something that's drastic, you're talking about something that's really different. So we could say, why does the answer change so much? So drastic just means radically, with an extreme amount or degree, right? Why does it change so much or so drastically when it comes to physical abilities or when you talk about this thing? When it comes to, it just means when you're talking about a particular subject.
Right. So why is there such a big difference when it comes to her physical abilities?
Yeah.
Well, let's continue to try to answer this question.
Well, I have a theory.
Yeah, let's hear your theory by all means.
My theory is because guys and gals, our bodies are different physically, and you guys have bigger muscles than we do. So you've kind of always had this reputation of being athletic. You know, I know there are women who are great athletes like your sister, but I think most guys think they're a lot stronger, faster, better athletes than women.
Yeah, probably because of some physical attributes. I was also going to say something about the painting thing there.
Yeah.
I do remember surveys that constantly point out that women are so much better in perceiving colors than guys are.
Yeah, we have better eyes.
We see blue, we see red, we see green, we see orange and yellow, and that's it. But you guys have...
we have lots of shades.
20 different shades of green and blue and pink, chartreuse and ultramarine and fuchsia, magenta. You know all that stuff, and
lots
we don't.
Colors.
So I would say, yes, women probably look at paintings differently based on that. They probably might be looking for the subtle differences in color and stuff like that. But in any case, again, the point is you shouldn't, discriminate. You should basically feel that everybody is the same.
Yeah, well, let's go on to the third paragraph here. Sadly, the insult isn't immediately apparent. Something's apparent, it's obvious, you can see it very clearly. So here's the insult. Gender stereotypes are so commonplace nowadays that they seem to really just blend into our daily lives. If something's commonplace, you see it all over. It happens a lot. You know, it's just, you know, everyone's used to it. It's commonplace. Something that's commonplace is white bread or noodles, you know, rice. You see it everywhere. It's commonplace. It's not very special or unique.
Or scooters are very commonplace here in Taiwan, whereas in other places in the world, they are not so commonplace.
True.
Like in London, you got to look pretty hard to find an actual scooter there.
That's true.
But in any case, yes, gender stereotypes about both women and men, they're very commonplace. You could also just say common.
Yeah.
They're all over the place nowadays. They simply blend into daily life. And usually we use this phrase to blend into something to refer to a situation in which something just really can't be seen because it's kind of in the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
For me, I like to blend into the crowd here. I don't like to stick out too much.
Oh, that's impossible for you, Tom.
Kind of, yeah. I'm kind of tall and I got a really big nose.
Very, very tall.
But I can blend into the crowd, say if I'm in New York or something. Like,
yeah.
No one would notice me at all because there are all sorts of people exactly like me there.
You can also use blend to talk about mixing two things together. If you get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and you want to put some cream or milk into it, you would pour the milk in and then use your spoon to blend it all together. So here we're just saying that... You know, we see these stereotypes or hear them so much that we don't even notice them anymore. They're just part of our lives, our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if somebody says, hey, he runs like a girl, you probably wouldn't even notice it, or you wouldn't notice that there was anything wrong with such a statement. Nevertheless, even though, should doing it like a girl mean doing it wrong? That's a good question, doing it like a girl or run like a girl. I guess they're asking here, does that necessarily mean that that's something bad? Does that mean that the girls are doing it wrong, or I should actually say the person who is running like a girl, or the person who is being accused of running like a girl, are they actually doing it wrong?
Yeah. Now, Tom's sister is an athlete. I wouldn't mind if someone said I ran like her. She's a girl. Hmm. So anyway, like a girl adds to the stereotypes that girls aren't supposed to be heroes. Oh, interesting. Because most of us grew up in a culture where, you know, it was always the guy that was the hero and the girl needed saving. Help! Save me! Save me! And the big, strong, muscly guy would go and save her. And so that's what we're talking about here. Are girls not supposed to be heroes?
They're supposed to be the damsel in distress waiting for their knight in shining armor. That's the question we're asking here. They're not supposed to be heroes. They should be rescued or saved, like you said. And they're not supposed to be diverse. They should be traditional. And here, diverse is referring to a situation in which there are a lot of variety of something. There is a lot of variety of something. You could say that the population of, Chicago or Los Angeles or New York or even Toronto is very diverse. They've got lots of different kinds of people in those cities. Mm. But here it's talking about women. They're not supposed to be diverse. In other words, they're not supposed to, choose a career or be athletes or at the same time also be mothers or homemakers or whatever. They should be traditional, which would be the later two choices there, to be mothers or housewives.
Mm-hmm. Well, Always, that's the name of the brand we're talking about. This company wants to destroy these misleading assumptions. If you make an assumption, and we usually use that verb, you make an assumption, it means you accept something as true or as a fact, but you don't have any proof. You know, you just go, yeah. Tom's tall. Oh, he must play basketball. That's an assumption. Yeah.
Actually, I'm not tall enough to play basketball. You got to be at least 6'5 or so to
play
basketball.
True. In the NBA. But you could have played very well in junior high and high school.
Could have. Well, Jeremy Lin is 6'3". I'm just a little shorter than him. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could have made it in the NBA if I wanted to. But in any case, yes, there are a lot of assumptions or stereotypes. That's kind of a similar meaning here. Yes, these stereotypes can be transformed into new, more powerful dynamics.
Oh, but we missed this part. You could maybe destroy misleading assumptions and break down the barriers.
Oh, it's down the next sentence.
Oh, restricting young women. If you break something down, you get rid of it. And a barrier is some sort of obstacle that's in front of you, and you have a hard time going around it. You want to break down those barriers, that wall, you could say. If something restricts you, it limits you. It keeps you from doing what you want to do. It might deprive you or take away an opportunity that you should have. What's restricting? A diet is very restricting. Mm. I love fried food, but my diet is restricting in that it doesn't let me eat fried food.
Right. You could also say to break down the barriers that are restricting young women or limiting them.
Uh-huh.
They don't seem to have as many choices, maybe, based on these assumptions or based on these stereotypes, especially in very traditional societies. Imagine the kinds of choices that women in Iran have versus women in Western countries or even right here.
Yeah, they're not even supposed to go to school.
Or in Saudi Arabia, they're not even supposed to drive.
They can't drive. That's right.
Okay, so their desire, this company, the people in this company, their desire is to transform these assumptions into new, more powerful dynamics. I had just read that sentence here, but the word dynamics here just refers to different sorts of ways of looking at things.
Okay, so they want to really change the way that people look at things. Transform is to change something completely, right? They want to change these assumptions into new, more powerful dynamics. So they also aim to smash the beliefs that young women are inferior. Ooh, I don't like that one. If you're inferior to someone else, you're not as important, you're not as strong, you might be lower in status or rank or even quality. If you go to the grocery store, sometimes they have a table that they've put inferior vegetables on. Maybe they're older and they're just about ready to be thrown away. Those are inferior. Superior products cost more than inferior products.
That's right. You don't want to buy an inferior brand. So they're trying to destroy this stereotype. They want to smash these beliefs into pieces that young women are inferior, because even if someone runs like a girl, it doesn't mean they will lose the race. Okay, so again, they're trying to destroy this stereotype. Yes, I guess they're still kind of implying here that running like a girl means you're not really running in the correct way. You're running in an inferior way.
You don't look athletic at all. You look like a goofball.
A dork.
A dork. Yeah, a dork. But you know what? There are a lot of girls that run really well, and they've run a lot of races and won them and have medals to show for it. So I would like to run like an athletic girl. Let's say that. That's what I'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm kind of surprised they're still actually having to do this kind of stuff. I thought the idea that women
are
were
equal?
Inferior was long destroyed. I mean, women live 7 years longer and they suffer cancer rates less than men do. Men get sick more often and stuff
here's
like that.
Here's a little tidbit. Women have babies, and there's nothing that hurts more than that. And I know if men had to have the children in the family, we just wouldn't have many people on this earth.
Yeah, there you go.
Women are strong.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they're still having to deal with this. But I guess these stereotypes, these generalizations, these assumptions still persist. They still exist in societies all over the world. But hey, check out this website and see exactly what these commercials are all about. Hey, you might improve your English in the process. Okay, that brings us to the end of our All English lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.